Welcome to Perlin on ELT with Matt Perlin. You can contact Matt at info@perlintraining.com and visit the website at perlintraining.com, where you'll find all kinds of free resources for teachers and learners of English. You can follow Matt on Twitter at @perlintraining, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Matt on iTunes. What's on the podcast this time, Matt?
Hi, welcome to the podcast. This time we're looking at the schwa sound. It's lesson 5.2 of the elementary English course. Go to the top of the page and you'll find elementary English course. If you click on the link there and scroll down a little bit, unit 5.0, food and drink, and then scroll down a little bit more, and you'll see lesson 5.2, the schwa sound. And you might find it helpful to read and follow along on the web page as you listen to this podcast. Lesson 5.2, the schwa sound. 5.2.1, the schwa sound is one of the 23 vowel sounds in English. The schwa sound is the only sound in English to have an individual name. The schwa sound is also the most common vowel sound in English, and perhaps the most common sound in English overall. It's a very weak sound, the vowel sound in the weak syllables of the following words: ago, teacher, pencil, doctor, careful, accident, desert, gorilla, pedal, stomach. The schwa sound is the soft, quiet, guttural sound that comes from expelling a little air from the belly. You can make this sound if you pat yourself on the stomach. It also sounds like the kind of grunt that a moody teenager might make first thing in the morning as a primitive form of greeting. As you can see from the words above, the schwa sound can represent any of the five vowel letters A, E, I, O, or U. The schwa sound is not unique to English and occurs in a variety of languages, from Russian to Dutch and Indonesian to Hindi. Perhaps you use the schwa sound in your language. Using the schwa sound is quite natural for native speakers of standard English pronunciation. And the average speaker would very likely not be able to tell you what a schwa sound is or why they pronounce English as they do. It's different for students of English. You have to learn to use the schwa sound consciously. 5.2.2. Since each content word in English has one strong stress, the other syllables have to be weak. There's a very good chance that one or more of those syllables will contain the schwa sound. That's what makes it the most common vowel sound in English. In any given content word of more than one syllable, there will be one strong stressed syllable and one or more unstressed or weak stressed syllables. Not all unstressed vowel sounds are schwa sounds. There are four options for the vowel sound in a weak stressed syllable. One, it's a schwa sound. For example, driver. Two, it's a short I sound. For example, swimming. Three, it's a short E sound. For example, happy. And four, it's a strong vowel sound on a weak syllable. For example, casino. In the latter case, we need to say the sound as quickly as possible without stressing it, so as not to draw attention away from the stressed vowel sound. The long vowel sound E in the middle of casino. Unfortunately, students often learn the full form of English words without any schwa sounds. From their teachers, from childhood onwards, and then carry the multiple pronunciation errors with them throughout their whole education and into adulthood. 5.2.3. It is typical of the chaos in English spelling that there is no dedicated vowel letter for the schwa sound, the most common vowel sound of all in English. Instead, we need to use any of the five vowel letters to represent the schwa sound, often in different combinations. In clear alphabet, the schwa sound can be written either as a UH, or it is embedded with the consonant sound. We use the digraph UH to signify a schwa sound that stands alone. For example, the first syllable in above, which we write phonetically in clear alphabet as above. However, most of the time the schwa sound is embedded because all consonant sounds in clear alphabet are naturally followed by a schwa sound. For example, if we write doctor phonetically, it looks like this. So capital D, O, space, and then K, T, small letters. We do not need to write the schwa sound after the T sound because it is heard naturally when we say T. Similarly, when we write teacher, the schwa sound occurs naturally after the consonant sound ch. So we do not need to write it teacher. You can find out more about clear alphabet in lesson 1.6. 5.2.4. As we learned in lesson 1.7, word stress, and lesson 2.5, sentence stress and the sound spine, English native speakers get a lot of information about a word or a sentence from the stressed vowel sounds in the content words. The aim of surrounding such stressed vowel sounds with weak stressed sounds is to make them stand out more. The quiet schwa sound with its soft, weak sound helps us a lot in achieving this aim. The weak syllables are the valleys to the strong syllables, mountain peaks. Let's take the sentence, for example, I'd like to get some help with my assignment. I'd like to get some help with my assignment. The first syllable is a schwa sound, ud, ud, ud like. Not I would, but I'd like. The second syllable is a strong vowel sound on the main verb, the like, the I sound. The third syllable is an embedded schwa sound, t, t. We pronounce the schwa naturally with the consonant sound t. Comes at the end of t. I'd like to get. A get has a strong vowel sound, the S sound. Some, some is an embedded schwa sound. It's not a stressed word. We don't say some, some, but some help. I'd like to get some help. Help has a strong vowel sound, E sound. With has a short I. It's not a schwa sound. Syllable 8 is my, has a strong vowel sound on a weak syllable, I sound. Number 9 is a schwa sound, assignment. Assignment Tan is a strong vowel sound. It's the stress syllable, the stress vowel sound in assignment. And 11 is an embedded schwa sound, mnt. If we say the sounds m and nt together, we have to pronounce a schwa sound. We can't do it. We can't say it without pronouncing the schwa sound. So it appears naturally. We don't need to write it in clear alphabet. So once again, I'd like to get some help with my assignment. I'd like to get some help with my assignment. The first syllable is almost swallowed. It's not I'd, I would, but I'd like. But we understand it. We know what it means. It means I would. 5.2.5. The schwa sound is usually heard in the suffixes of content words. For example, badminton, colour, station, employment, 100, labour, orchestra, winter. Is the sound. We also hear the schwa sound in the first syllable of two-syllable verbs, which are stressed on the second syllable. This is a large category of English verbs. There are a lot of these verbs. There are some good examples here. The syllables in red are weak and contain a schwa sound, while the second syllable is stressed. Agree, apply, arrive, leave, complete, consult, control, enjoy, escape, forget, predict, prefer, present, produce, rebel, redeem, relax, release, suggest, suspect. The whole point of the schwa sound here is to make the stressed syllable stronger. As we can see from the words agree, apply, arrive, another surefire place to find the schwa sound is in words with the prefix "-uh". For example, achieve, affect, allow, apply, assist, ago, again, about, above, along, address. And there are more examples on the web page. 5.2.6. The schwa sound can help us to understand the phenomenon of silent letters in English. Letters which are written but not pronounced. For example, elephant is pronounced elephant. Elephant. The second and third vowel letters are schwa sounds rather than being pronounced as they are written. So not elephant, elephant, but elephant. Here are some more examples of words with silent letters and how we pronounce them. Giraffe, supporter, autumn, weather, suggest. And there are more examples on the web page. There are no schwa sounds in one syllable content words because every content word must have a strong stressed vowel sound. And if there's only one syllable, then it must be strong. For example, beach, cow, eye, plant, red, three, sport, whale, wig, phone. All of these words have a strong vowel sound. And there won't be a schwa sound there. There can be no schwa sounds in two-syllable compound nouns because each part of the word is the one-syllable word in its own right, and it as such has one strong stress. As a rule, we usually stress the first syllable of two-syllable compound nouns. For example, baseball, childhood, friendship, heartbeat, keyboard, raincoat, and there are no schwa sounds there at all. 5.2.7. Apart from content words, we also hear the schwa sound in the weak forms of function words, which are usually unstressed. For example, a, un, d. All three articles. Of, some, t, f, that, of, und, can, would, is, den, and so on. They sound funny when we say them like that on their own, but in the sentence, that's how we should pronounce them, between content words. Students tend to learn these words in isolation with their full forms. For example, four sounds like the number four, and two sounds like the number two. Would sounds like the noun would, rather than learning them as weak stressed words that fall in between the strong stressed syllables in a sentence. And there are more examples here of the weak forms in spoken English here on the web page. These function words are incredibly common in English. In fact, the is the most common word in written English. And all of them feature in the list of the 100 most common words in written English. And you can see that and download it from the web page. Therefore, it's no surprise when we hear the schwa sound multiple times in almost every sentence. One of the main problems in English pronunciation is that students try to pronounce the vowel sound in every syllable as it's written, when in actual fact, the sounds should be schwa sounds. For example, in the following sentence, the student should pronounce no fewer than 10 schwa sounds. You need to ask your manager for a pay rise as soon as possible. All too often, a student will try to pronounce every syllable without the characteristic stress and rhythm of English and sounding out every vowel sound on every syllable as they think it should sound from how it's written. For example, you need to ask your manager for a pay rise as soon as possible. The problem is that English is not a phonetic language. We do not speak how we write. When a student pronounces every syllable without any weak syllables or schwa sounds, it can be very difficult for a native speaker to understand what they're saying. The listener has to work extra hard to decode the message, because the usual helpful sequence of stressed vowel sounds has been destroyed. If the student doesn't use schwa sounds in their spoken English and doesn't learn how to do it, they will definitely make numerous errors every time they speak. 10 errors in the case of this sentence. That is how serious this topic is. No schwa sound equals no correct pronunciation. So it's well worth taking the time to learn when and how to use it. When will be often, in almost every sentence, several times, and in most words. Note, the exception with weak forms is when a function word comes at the end of a sentence or main clause, when it will be full form. For example, in the sentence, where did they go to? Two will be pronounced like the number two, rather than with the weak form to. We can't say, where did they go to? And in the sentence, what are you waiting for? For will be pronounced like the number four, rather than with the weak form for. So we can't say, what are you waiting for? Weak forms occur between the content words. 5.2.8. The disconnect between English spelling and sounds means that students have to be aware of features of spoken English like the schwa sound and glottal stops if they want to be understood clearly and to sound natural. For example, the word government makes a lot of sense in written English. It's a verb infinitive, govern, plus suffix, meant. A suffix usually changes a word into a different kind of word. For example, in this case, from a verb to an abstract noun, govern, government. The problem is that the logical spelling doesn't help a learner to pronounce the word correctly. But many people believe that spelling is supposed to be a phonetic representation of a word. That would be ideal, and it certainly is the case with clear alphabet spelling. Spelling and sounds match perfectly. Government. A native speaker says, using a schwa sound on each of the two weak syllables, government, 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 government. The student says, without knowledge of or willingness to use schwa sounds or stress, government, 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 government. The result is that the listener hears too many stressed vowel sounds and has to decode the words they are hearing in their head as the student speaks. There is a short delay in understanding the student. If this continues, for example, for 10 minutes of conversation at a party or a meeting, the listener may quickly become tired and make an excuse to go and speak to or listen to somebody else. The student may feel disappointed that they didn't communicate effectively. 5.2.9. Let's look at this disconnect between spelling and sounds in more detail. The fact is that in English we often write one thing but say another. If we take the word cinema, the spelling indicates that there are three strong vowel sounds, I, E, A. The student may be tempted to pronounce each one, giving the word three strong syllables and no correct word stress. It may be that they learned this word from their teacher at school with three strong stressed vowel sounds. But if they pronounce cinema, cinema, without one clearly defined stressed syllable and two schwa sounds, their pronunciation will be incorrect and potentially confusing for the listener, who might be listening attentively for the stressed vowel sound I in the first syllable, si, followed by two dud empty sounds. Don't disappoint them. Effectively, the word is sedd, sedd, sedd. I went to the sedd last week. We largely understand it as cinema from the stressed vowel sound and the context. Look at the words below and try saying them out loud with clear alphabet pronunciation. Make the weak syllables quiet and the strong syllables loud. Try to avoid the incorrect pronunciation, which is without schwa sounds or stress. Cinema. Cinema. Autumn. Autumn. Butter. Butter. Criminal. Criminal. Elephant. Elephant. Amazing. Amazing. Gorilla. Gorilla. Mechanic. Mechanic. Separation. Separation. Terminal. Terminal. Together. Together. As we mentioned before, if the student makes errors with schwa sounds and stress several times in every sentence, adding emphasis and loud, strong vowel sounds on every or most syllables, the effect can be very tiring for the listener, whose brain may be naturally demanding to hear the correct sound spine, the sequence of stressed vowel sounds in a sentence. See also lesson 2.5. Rising above a quiet mumbling of schwa sounds and other weak sounds. Not every syllable stressed. The student's level of communication is reduced disastrously by not using, even refusing to use stress and the schwa sound. 5.2.10. So, how can we learn to use the schwa sound when speaking English? Here are some tips. 1. Accept that the schwa sound is real and needs to be used when speaking English. For many students, the schwa sound is a new topic, and there can be resistance when they realize that the way they currently pronounce English without the schwa sound is full of errors. 2. Accept that your listener needs to hear the sound spine of the sentence clearly. Aim to hit the correct vowel sounds on the stressed syllables and reduce all the other syllables. 3. When you learn a new word or set of words, learn not only the spelling of each word, but also the pronunciation. Which syllable is stressed? What happens in the rest of the syllables, which are weak? Are there any schwa sounds, short I sounds, short E sounds, or strong vowel sounds on weak syllables? 4. Use a dictionary to help you see what happens in each syllable. Get to know the IPA symbol for the schwa sound. If possible, use an online dictionary, spell checker, or app that allows you to hear the word spoken with standard English pronunciation rather than a mechanical voice. Listen and repeat the words. Get used to using the schwa sound instead of strong vowel sounds as they're written. Improved pronunciation will come with patient study, time, and practice. 5. Practice saying the weak forms of function words out loud. The instead of the, und instead of and, us instead of as, and so on. Get used to the fact that function words will be reduced with weak forms in a sentence rather than full form when you say them on their own. 6. Be more aware of places where the schwa sound usually appears. For example, in suffixes like shun, munt, unts, and so on. In function words, like the three articles, un, the. In common prepositions like t, f. And in words with the prefix u, like again and above. 7. Be suspicious of long words, for example, four-syllable words. Only one syllable is stressed in each content word. How many of the rest of the syllables are schwa sounds? 8. Listen to native speakers talking and start to recognize the weak schwa sound. If you don't know any native speakers, use resources such as YouTube to listen to authentic English speech. And get used to hearing that familiar sound, rather than expecting to hear English spoken as it's written, or as you learned it at school, with full vowel sounds that do not appear in real spoken English. 9. Use the schwa sound, stress, and the sound spine. You can be sure that what you do consciously today, you'll be doing more naturally in the future, without thinking about it. Finally, good luck. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and that you find it useful. If you have any comments or questions, please do contact me via the website at info@perlintraining.com. You can also follow me on Twitter and connect on Facebook. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group as well. So it'd be good to see you there. Don't forget the exercises on the page for practicing and using the schwa sound. Thanks for listening and see you on the next podcast. Bye for now.
Perlin on ELT.